Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a celebration of creativity, radio, and music. At the Thrift Shop, we love everything from old transistor radios to shortwave receivers to Wi-Fi internet stream radios. From old crystal sets to satellites, Radio Thrift Shop celebrates the broadcast medium we call the airwaves. Well, coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to have part one of Radio Morania International, a satire of shortwave radio stations from the 1960s and 70s. So please stay tuned for that, and in the interim, let's see what we have on the shelves this week.
Up in the morning, put my hair down to my eyes, and she says, and I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school, and she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says,
how you feeling, honey?
And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I got to say, God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland and Mother Goose, ain't no nursery rhyme. And God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing that she's busy. And I ask if she could get away, meet me and maybe grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me. And I'm always late,
always late.
But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when first she sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that's not loving me, then all I got to say, God didn't make little green apples, it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. There's no such thing as make-believe, puppet dogs and autumn leaves and BB guns. God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Exploring Science in the Sea. The rise in global temperatures isn't smooth and even, like turning on a flame under a tea kettle. That's because it's a complicated process that involves the atmosphere, the oceans, and other factors. One of those factors seems to be trade winds over the Pacific Ocean. Weaker winds lead to higher temperatures, while stronger winds tend to cool things down a bit. Researchers found evidence of that while studying a period of intense warming from 1910 to 1940. The global temperature rose by about two-thirds of a degree, even though human-caused warming was a much smaller factor than it is now. Records of Pacific winds during that period are spotty, so the researchers studied coral found on an island near the equator. By measuring the ratios of certain elements found in the coral, the researchers discovered that westerly winds were more common during that period. Winds from that direction tend to be fairly weak, so they don't stir up the top layers of water. The water basically sits in the sunlight and gets hotter and hotter, warming the entire planet as it does so. The study period was followed by several decades of strong easterly winds, which cooled the upper layers of the Pacific and slowed the overall warming trend. We're in a similar pattern right now, fairly strong winds blowing from east to west. That may have contributed to a slowdown in the warming pattern over the last few years. If that's the case, then warming will intensify when the trade winds weaken once again. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's been a bitchin' bitch.
The Fabulous Capris with In the Alley. Before that, we heard Tom Janus with Crystals from 1975. Baez Kellebeckler with the Esmerim, Enoch Light in a tune called Always, and we started that set off with Mr. Bing Crosby and Little Green Apples. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, your show of musical and media exploration from the past century of recorded sound. Want to say hello to folks listening out in Cuyahoga, Ohio on WCFILP at 96.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for listening. And also to folks listening on Pine Cone Radio out in Pine Mountain Club, California, out there on the trail, you might enjoy this next segment of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to play Radio Morania International, Part 1, in its entirety, which is a parody of old shortwave broadcast stations from Eastern Europe. I'm not entirely sure who was involved with the creation, writing, and production of Radio Morania International, but I suspect that, Gary Bourgeois of Flash Frisbone fame had something to do with it. And now it's time to tune your high-frequency world band radios to Radio Morania.
This is Morania calling. This is Morania calling. This is Radio Morania's second English transmission to North America. We are transmitting on the following frequencies. In the 93-meter band at 17... band on 72... And in the 72-meter band... 61... Now we begin our broadcasting day from Radio Morania. It's time once again for Moranian Hit Parade. A look at some recent Moranian hit recordings from Radio Morania. This is your host, Irving P. Schwarznagel, speaking. Today on Radio Morania's Hit Parade, we're going to listen to some recent releases on the Moranian record label. Here first is a brand new group here in Morania, a group that has been performing fantastic music here in Morania for the people, and now their record is going to be heard around the world. The name of the group is Pink Spinach, and here's their big hit, I Fell in Love with a Green Turtle Fly. Thank you. by Pink Spinach here on Radio Morania. Thank you so very much for listening to the Moranian Hit Parade. We'll be back again next week with more music from Morania, the professional music capital of the world. Stay tuned next for more programming from RMA. This is Radio Morania. In response to many listener requests for programs of more contemporary nature, Radio Morania is today presenting music from the United States of America. Sets somewhere distant from our native land of Morania, but nonetheless, they do put out some good music every now and then. And so we present Music of America on Radio Morania. Here is today's musical selection. This is Radio Morania, the voice of the Free Moranian Empire, RME, Radio Morania External Service.
I just got word from the weatherman, and everything's gonna be fine. He says it's true, the sky will be blue, and today the sun will shine.
And now from the Moranian Weather Bureau in Morania, capital of the Free Republic of Morania, it's time to take a look at the latest weather. And now we take you to the Weather Bureau.
This is Carl Worthing Ford at the Moranian Weather Bureau here in Morania. Today's weather calls for continued fair and warmer, with the possibility of frequent and vehement tornadoes, hurricane velocity winds. The present temperature in the capital city is 75 degrees, 22 below in the suburbs. Continued fair and warmer tomorrow. That's a look at Morania's weather.
Here, there, and everywhere, the sounds of Radio Morania. RME, Radio Morania External Service. Keep listening for the finest in good listening. Radio Morania, bringing to the people of the world the voice of the free and independent country of Morania. Free of any type of capitalism, communism, or anyism. The people live for themselves perfectly free here in Morania. For more details on how you may join our culture, keep listening. Radio Morania, RME, the external service. Today's broadcast is being beamed to North America, South America, West America, East America, and the planet Mars. This is Radio Morania.
This is your friendly station, the friendliest part of your time.
This is Morania calling. This is Morania calling. More music on Radio Morania.
The tower of the season. The runners high in the tower.
Is the golden sound of Radio Morania. Keep listening to your shortwave station.
For gold,
on the 6,000 trail. A program dedicated to the 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest. This year, for the first time in Morania's history, a predicted 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest. For details, we switch you to the spaghetti capital of Morania, Spaghetti City. Well, greetings, everybody around the world. This is Spaghetti City, capital of Morania, where the spaghetti harvest is now in full progress. This year here in Morania, we are expecting a 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest. Now, here in the studio with me, by the way, this is Pierre Rodriguez. With me here in the studio is Keto Ferguson, one of the spaghetti field workers here, who has been harvesting spaghetti. And we're going to talk with him about the spaghetti harvest this year here in Morania. Good afternoon, Keto.
Good afternoon, Pierre. It's nice to be here out of the spaghetti field for just a little while to talk to you and all of my listeners to Radio Morania.
Yes, Keto has been working very hard and diligently in the spaghetti fields this year, harvesting our number one crop. Tell me, Keto, how many tons of spaghetti did Radio Morania's people see brought in last year from the harvest?
Well, last year there was no harvest. Last year there was no spaghetti harvest because the spaghetti seeds did not come in from Italy. So we could not plant the spaghetti seeds and then we could not grow the spaghettis.
I see. Is this why this year everybody is going so gung-ho over spaghetti seeds?
Yes, that's right. The spaghetti seeds finally did come this year. And here in Morania, of course, as you know, in Spaghetti City, spaghetti is our most important product. And here in Spaghetti City is where we are growing all the spaghetti. Well, of course, if you grow it, you just can't leave it sit there. So everybody has been gathered together here. In fact, we even have spaghetti workers in the Spaghetti Ramos Brigade. We got together the Spaghetti Ramos Brigade of many dedicated spaghetti harvesters from all over the world. Even from Cuba, they have come to help harvest our spaghetti so that we can have the 6,000-ton spaghetti harvest this year here in Morania.
We'll be talking more about spaghetti and our spaghetti harvest of this year. First, though, before we have some more talk about spaghetti, here's some music for you.
That was some music for you here on Radio Morania. You're listening to Radio Morania. This is Pierre Rodriguez in Spaghetti City, and we're talking about the spaghetti harvest here with Keto Ferguson, who is one of the spaghetti field workers. Well, Keto, as our listeners probably know, they can get their pin, their spaghetti pin, which is made from a real Moranian spaghetti, and it spells out Radio Morania. For our friends who would like to get their spaghetti pin, send your reception reports to Radio Morania. Keto, what about the Moranian spaghetti?
Well, it's the purest, whitest spaghetti of all. Moranian spaghetti is the most delicious. This is why we take very much care in growing Moranian spaghetti to keep up this good name. Moranian spaghetti fields are found here mostly in the southern part of the country, here in Spaghetti City and the suburbs of Spaghetti City. In fact, here in Spaghetti City, people even who live in the urban areas where there are no fields grow spaghettis right in their own homes. You can grow it. Spaghetti seeds take well to grow in flower pots and other things. In fact, you can plant them in your backyard.
Can people in other countries grow spaghetti too?
No, it isn't quite that easy. You see, you need the climate here in Morania. As you know, the sun shines 26 hours a day here, and this is what you need to grow good spaghetti. This is why Morania has become the world's most expert exporter of spaghetti.
Well, thank you very much, Keto Ferguson. We've been speaking with Keto Ferguson and talking about the 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest here in Morania. We hope that you'll tune in again to On the 6,000 Trail again tomorrow.
This has been the 6,000 Trail, a program dedicated to the 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest here in Morania. Send your comments and criticisms to Radio Morania, RME, Radio Morania's external service.
Any time is the proper time when you're listening to the Golden Sound.
This is the Golden Sound of Radio Morania. This is Morania calling. 012 hours, Moranian time. These additional frequencies are now available. 6.02973, 92.919, and 73.32. In 15 minutes' time, we'll be closing our transmissions on the 37-meter band. This is Radio Morania, RME, the voice of the free Moranian Empire. Stay tuned next for Moranian Mailbag. Well, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, everyone. Welcome once again to Moranian Mailbag. This is Earl Hunter speaking, and we're going to read some letters from you, our listeners. We're going to find out who you are, where you live, and what you like to eat. We hope that you'll write us. Our address is Moranian Mailbag in care of... Today we have letters from the United States, from Canada, Australia, and Africa on Moranian Mailbag from Radio Morania. And a pleasant good day. Our first letter comes from Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, from Mr. C.M. Stanberry II. And C.M. writes, "Had the pleasure of hearing your program on 39.257, Saturday, August 32nd, and your signals were very clear. Your program was most enjoyable, especially the part about the ice cube factory. It is nice to know," Mr. Stanberry writes, "that when I buy ice cubes from the machine on the corner, I am helping your country. Your people seem very happy and free. I wish it was like that up here." Well, thank you very much, CM. He also sends us a very complete reception report containing all the necessary details, and CM Stanberry II will receive our QSL card by return mail. If you would like to receive a QSL card from Radio Morania, simply send your reception report with the time in GMT minus 53 seconds. And because that's our standard time here in Morania, 53 seconds behind GMT, so be sure and put that in local Moranian time. And also the frequency in cycles or hertz. And you must be within 3 or 4 cycles, of course, in order to receive our QSL card. Also send along a few details of the program, such as 15 or 20 minutes written out word for word, so we can be sure that you are tuned to our station. And also send us a detailed drawing of your DX shack, the information about your receiver, including a schematic diagram, so we can be sure that your receiver meets our standards, the length of your antenna in inches or centimeters, preferably, and address this all to Radio Morania, RME, and... Let's look at some more letters and cards here on Radio Morania. This one comes from Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's from Sonia Herringford, who writes in part, "I enjoy your music very much. The music is about the best part on your broadcast, as it is the latest and current up-to-date pop sound. Too many shortwave stations these days are playing music that us kids don't like. It's nice to know that you and Morania do believe in good music for us kids. We hope that when us kids take over, you will move your radio station into the United States." Well, thank you very much, Sonia. Let us know when you take over. Sonia did not tell us what she likes to eat, however, so she is not going to receive her QSL card, and her reception report does not count. Be sure to include what you like to eat with your reception report, such as the things you eat while you're listening. And, of course, if you like to eat Moranian spaghetti the best, you will get your QSL card by airmail. We'll be back with more cards and letters. First, though, here's some music. Music on Radio Morania, provided by the Rotary Connection. This is Radio Morania's Moranian Mailbag program. This is Earl Hunter with you here in Morania, reading letters from you, our listeners. And let's open up our Moranian Mailbag. We have a letter from Australia. This letter comes from Worthingham Farnlinger, who writes in part, "I listened to your broadcast last week and really enjoyed it. I decided I would write to you tonight because I noticed your frequency had changed. This normally, I suppose, is expected. However, it changed in the middle of the program by about 50 or 60 KC. Why is this?" Well, it's very simple, Mr. Farnlinger. You see, here in Morania, This is a free country, and people here, of course, are very free. Now, before we tell you why we change frequency like that, let me first explain our concept of freedom. Most other countries that call themselves free are, in reality, nothing more than totalitarian states. Witness, for example, the United States. They call themselves free, but they pay taxes and other things like that. Well, of course, there are no taxes here in Morania. People live perfectly free. We should point out that no profession is allowed. This is why there is no professional broadcasting. Radio Morania is classified as an amateur station here, as no professions are allowed. That is to say, there are no doctors or lawyers. Anyone can be a doctor, anyone can be a lawyer, but of course, he is not allowed to claim himself to be a professional doctor or a professional lawyer, as no one in Morania may attain a status greater than anyone else. This is part of the Moranian free concept. Now then, here in Morania, we have no respect for such people, such as the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union. Oh, these people set aside certain frequencies. They say these frequencies are for this, these frequencies are for that. Well, of course, here in Morania, we don't pay any attention to such folderol and balderdash, as we believe all frequencies are free for whatever the people want to use them for. And we at Morania, therefore, you may find our broadcasts in various places on the radio dial that normally you would not find a shortwave broadcasting. As a matter of fact, currently Radio Morania is also broadcasting on laser beams. So if you see a red dot in the sky, focus it with a lens onto a photocell, plug it into an amplifier, and you will hear our programs on the Radio Morania laser beam transmission. This broadcast is beamed to Africa. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Fondlinger. Your reception report is very complete. You'll receive our QSL card by return mail. And thank you very much, Mr. Fondlinger. This is Radio Morania's Moranian Mailbag program, and we don't have too much time left. We'd like to thank the many people who wrote commenting on our music. It is most encouraging to know that people like the music we play here on Morania. As you know, most shortwave stations are playing classical or other types of music. Very few play popular music, and so we thought we would here at Morania. However, we play what is called unheard of popular music. That is to say, music that would be popular, and as soon as it does get popular, we don't play it anymore, because we believe in freedom, as you know. This is a very interesting letter, which comes to us from New England in America, from Boston. It's from Mr. Jerry Williams, who says, When can I get a job at your radio station? Well, Mr. Williams, the answer to that question is, no one works here. The announcers at Radio Morania do not get paid, as we believe in freedom. We believe in freedom of the radio station not to pay them. We work here because we don't have anything else to do. However, should you like to come to Radio Morania's audition studio, simply jump on the next Morinian boat which is leaving. You do not need a passport, of course, to enter Morania, as we do believe in freedom. Anyone can come here if you want. If anyone listening would like to join the Morinian free community, for further information, you may write to us in... That's all the time we've got on Radio Morania for today. Thank you so very much for listening to Moranian Mailbag. This is Radio Morania, RME, the Free Moranian Empire. At this time, our broadcast is now closing. Join us again tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night, whichever time we feel like broadcasting at the same time. Radio Morania is operated by the Moranian Free Empire Radio, a non-professional organization. This broadcast has been coming your way on a variety of frequencies throughout the shortwave, broadcast, and laser beam bands. Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the Free Republic of Morania. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Hello?
You're tuned to Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
Compact is a non-profit disability resource center for all forms of disability. Contact offers seminars and workshops in reading Braille, American Sign Language, disability etiquette, resume writing, and job training. With access to Contact, you find the resources you need to live independently and pursue meaningful goals. Make contact by calling 706-322-2202. Again, that's 706-322-2202. Make contact today for all your disability resource needs.
It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. That was a little bit of Public Enemy's How to Kill a Radio Consultant. And today's report comes from Country Air Check Weekly, trade publication for country radio news, which sparked a bit of controversy this week with an interview with music consultant Keith Hill in its May 26th edition. In one section of the short interview, he says that country radio stations playing more than 20% female artists are going to lose ratings. Quote, finally, Hill cautions against playing too many females, and playing them back to back, he says, is a no-no. Quote, if you want to make ratings in country radio, take females out, unquote, he asserts. Quote, the reason is mainstream country radio generates more quarter hours from female listeners at the rate of 70-75%, and women like male artists. I'm basing that not only on music tests from over the years, but more than 300 client radio stations. The expectation is we're principally a male format with a smaller female component. I've got about 40 music databases in front of me, and the percentages of females in the one with the most is 19%. Trust me, I play great female records, and we've got some right now. They're just not the lettuce in our salad. The lettuce is Luke Byron and Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, and artists like that. The tomatoes of our salad are the females, unquote. Country Air Check Weekly's past reporting shows that 33-35% of the top 100 singles of the late 1990s were by female artists. But since then, that's dropped below 30%, falling to 18% last year. Martina McBride has been the most popular country musician to respond, writing on Facebook, quote, wow, just wow. Just read this from a major country radio publication. How do you feel about this statement? I especially want to hear from the females. Do you not like to hear other women singing about what you are going through as women? I'm really curious because to me, country music is about relating. Someone relating to what you are really going through on a day-to-day basis in your life. Did you girls' core female listeners know you were being assessed in this way? Is this how you really feel? Here's a little Martina McBride. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to cruise out of the thrift shop this week. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. The Radio Thrift Shop is analog culture for a digital world. And oh yeah, remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, and keep your spirit free. Exit the Matrix.